end of the day, the fairway. Sunday night, Rabbi Shlomo Weisbart.
It's about two people having a fight with each other. The Pasuk says, I can't exactly Russian Pasuk. But not for Isha. The Yatsa Yeladel. Now, if you know the translation of the word Yeladel there, what does it mean, Yeladel? Russian Rabbin. Why is the Torah talking about the interesting case? That the Torah is talking about they're fighting and she was carrying two children. Should be Yelodah. If we'll be talking about her, what do you call it? The one child, she's talking about Yelodah. For some reason, the Torah is talking about Yelodah. Okay? Food for thought. Let me know when I get to go tell it. Okay, let's just go quick recap what we learned last time. Last time was. No, that's not the one. Oh yeah, maybe it's actually about emptying up a cholent pot into a smaller kedi. So what happens is you finish your cholent on Shabbos morning, and you want to empty it out now into a smaller pot to put in the fridge. The chayav only should think, what's the shayla to? What's the problem? It's a case of Issa, the smaller pot. Let's just clarify that a normal kedera, a normal pot, is called a case of Issa. It's normally used for cooking. It's very rare. That's if you ask most people why they're buying a pot, the reason why they buy a pot is to cook in it. It's true. Afterwards, they might use the pot for other things as well. They might use it for storage. But the main purpose of a pot normally is for cooking. So it's called a case of Issa. Once you've got a case of Issa, you can't move that unless it's cooked from a kohen. So now, this is a big shaila now. Is moving this kedera to put your cholent in, to empty out your cholent and put it into the small pot? Is that a heta of the Torah Kufay? Is that called you need that for now? Now, the truth is, you don't really need it now, you need it on Sunday. So, some pots can take on a father, he ties to the problem actually. He says the problem to use such a pot to empty out and put it into a smaller pot on Shabbos because that's called a Torah Kufay, not for Shabbos. Like I said to you, if someone's got, for example, someone has a chicken laid an egg on Shabbos. Okay, so nice, you don't want it to get ruined, so you go to your cupboard, you take out a pot, a case like this, and you cover over the egg with that. Can you do that on Shabbos? You can't do it. You can't do that on Shabbos, because that's called protecting something, not the Torah of Shabbos. It's not a Torah of Shabbos, it's not allowed. So Rav says, who are the Lachor, to take this pot and empty out the cholent into it, is the Lachor a problem? Because that's moving muksa. You're moving muksa for that reason, which is not allowed. The Maisa, according to the only solution would be in that case, would be to put it into the wash of a plastic bowl. A plastic bowl is not a case of Lisa. That you'd be allowed to do.
Silver container.
Or silver container. I'm not sure. We were speaking about this last week. A silver container. What is that? Maisa, you use it for cooking.
You call it a container,
but you're cooking it. The Maisa, you cook a lot in this container. Yeah? Do most people don't buy it when it's for storage. Some of you use a story, you have to know. Otherwise, you have to know.
You cook it in the pot and then you put it into portions in a few different containers. Which container?
And you don't heat it up again in the container?
Yeah.
You heat it up, right? Well, the eighth would be, I tell you, you laugh at this, but the eighth would be a quarter of a falk. You know what you could do? You laugh. The eighth would be is the Moshe. You've got your big chocolate pot over here, Moshe. Your big chocolate pot here. This is your small one. It's inside the cupboard. If you ladle out a bit of chocolate from the big one, you open up your cupboard and you put it into your small one. Make sure no one's watching you, it looks very funny, and you put it into your small container, that pot now is finished case after Issa, because any pot which you've got food into it becomes a case after Heta. I said you can't move it, you can't take it out when it's empty and put it onto the worktop and then empty the trolley into that. But if it's got food inside it, it's called Shekhar Heta.
So can I just put an apple inside it? It's easier, and then bring it out.
He's a good rabbi, he's maybe a good rabbi.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not convinced you're right. Maybe I think it has to be a normally structures. Against the list, it has to be a normally structures. I don't know if you can do something that's not a normally structures. I don't know. It's a good point. It's a good point. I don't know. The nice thing is, Matthew is so in the issue is what is the guy Krause's son, Matthew Stroll, he brings down his mutter. He ties that's called Sarah Kufay. I'm not sure why exactly. But he times using that which I was called Sora Kufay. Huh? Yeah, he says taking out the KD from the cupboard and using it normally, that's okay. Let's just find out a page where it is here. Kufnunkes. Let me just find it, Moshe. One minute, hold on, Moshe. What?
If you have containers in your cupboard, what
Yeah, that's true. That's 100% right what you're saying. A kesel as it is, you can only move the so-called makom if you've got nothing else to use. If you've got a kesel hetty in your house, in your kitchen. Yeah, that's true. I forgot to mention that. It's quite right. We mentioned this last week. But that's not a sort of problem. That means according to everyone, even according to this Lachasistrol, if you've got plastic containers in your house which you can use easily, there's no hazard to use a case like that. That's true. Yeah, that's how you got this. Yeah. So he's making a way. Let's just find this quickly. Kof nun ches.
So you have, if you haven't got containers or your pots, then why can't you take this empty pot? Why don't you put the tool in the cupboard?
I'm telling you, five times, that's not called a sorry kufa. You don't need it now. You're doing it for Sunday. The reason why you put it in this pot is for Sunday. It's not for Shabbos.
Oh, once you get in the fridge,
it
doesn't fit in the fridge.
That's obviously, that's also not so posh. That's still for Sunday. You're doing it, unless you're going to get ruined by staying
now.
Out. I mean, I'm saying, you need to sorry for now. You don't need to show it now. You're doing it. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about that here. Okay, everybody, so let's move on to the next one. Very interesting. Today's story is also very interesting. And that is opening and closing the door of a washing machine. Now, I don't know why. Always when I do a shiur about something, this happens to me. For some reason, this happens to me, this shiler. I don't know why. Everything. Washing machine, dishwasher. Why am I doing this? Very common shilers, my friends. The few shilers. Shiler number one is the emotional child makes himself dirty. Not real electricity. Posture shiner, moisture, posture shiner. Very, posture shiner. Posture shiner, moisture. Why was this? A child made it dirty on Shabbos. He ruined it. He spilled some wine on something, and the mice is filthy. So he wants to know, can he put that straight in the washing machine?
Just storage.
You want to open the door? Put your stuff in, close the door, not put the machine on. You're not going to put the machine on, obviously, yeah?
How can you say
no machine? No machine, I didn't want to say machine. You're not going to put the machine on. And you can't ask a goy to do either, Moshe. You can't even ask a goy. Moshe wants to ask a goy.
And no lights go on.
No lights go on, nothing goes on. You just want to put your dirty stuff in the machine. Yeah. Oh, I tell you, my friends, I want to ask you another question. You're very posh. You finished on Friday night, you've had your meal, there's full of meat, mum is beautiful, everything prepared, lovely. You want to put it in a dishwasher. Can you open up your dishwasher and put the stuff in, and then can you close the dishwasher?
Yeah.
So here's a good rabbi, but I guess I know what he's saying. Yeah, I want to know why. Now, let's start slowly. Let's start with the washing machine. A washing machine is pastures, actually. What is a washing machine?
Like a hammer. It was like a hammer. If you have it is, so you can't use it on Shabbos.
Why can't you use the washing machine on Shabbos?
Because you can't put it on Shabbos. You can't put a washing machine on Shabbos.
Why can't
you
use a dishwasher?
Oh, I'm a washing machine. You can't put a washing machine on Shabbos. So, Meister, a washing machine, lechor, is at least, a case of lesser. In fact, the actual washing machine itself, we have to see, it could be moksa mapas a sorry kiss. Because you don't move it around normally, it's easily ruined. You can't start schlepping up to everything. So the actual washing machine itself is moksa. The shaila is, can you look at the door as a separate part of the machine? So that many posts can take on, that either the washing machine is case like this, or even if it's not, but the door is often open to put things in. Now, I must say, I don't really do this. I don't know how this works. I don't keep washing in the washing machine. No. Normally, I've got a thing upstairs, a laundry basket, and you put everything in there. But there's some people who put a dirty washing in the washing machine, and they wait for it till it accumulates, and then they put the machine on. If that's the case, it's for storage as well. Even if it's not for storage, and it's just a pure case of lesser, even that's true, but the door, the chayra, is you want to open the door, that is the tzorich mekaymoi. Because in order to put the washing in, is let's say it's dirty, you don't want to leave it lying around, it's dirty. Or let's say it smells, for example, it's not like the smell. So you want to put it inside the washing machine. That the chayra is mutter then. To open the door, obviously you're quite right, obviously talking about with no lights going on, that would be another problem, but without any lights going on, so you want to open the washing machine door, put your stuff inside, and that lechor is butter. It's a case of lechor, the door, it's not worse than that lechor. The actual door itself, whatever the machine is, the door is not worse than the lechor, because it's helped. The machine doesn't work without the door being closed. So it's part of the machine, but it's open and closed. It's used a lot of time for open and closed, and people put things in. Sometimes people, a person might be washing in for a bit of time till the dryer's ready. So anyway, the door itself can be opened up in order to put your washing in. The shayla now is to close it. Now that is no necessity to close it. So if the washing smells, let's say a dirty a baby soils his clothes. There's a very bad smell there, the washer, yeah? So then that's posher. That's called a I'm not sure what it is. One or two to close the door. It's got a bad smell, so you want to block the door. We're talking about where it hasn't got a bad smell. Yeah, so that's posher you can close it, yeah? What happens if it hasn't got a bad smell? Can you close the door?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's saying, yeah, the shayla's what? Ah, so the third is, if you've got a kitchen which is not so big, and you've got to knock into it when you go there, then that's called a Sori Makoimo. You need it in order to be able to walk there. You need to be able to walk into your kitchen freely, and the door sticking out there, you can't walk there so freely, Moshi, so you're allowed to close it. If someone pops up, got a barab, it's a big kitchen, yeah, and he doesn't need it, then Lachoy, you've got no head to shut it. Unless you do it with Sibetron with a Shinri, but generally speaking, that you can't do. Clear? That is a washing machine. Who has it in an oven? Same thing with an oven, Lachoy. Someone's got their moshe, let's say for example, some people do this, the moshe, they put their challis, let's say in the oven, before Shabbos, they switch it off. I think someone once told me he's got the hottest challis in Manchester. I said, what do you mean? So his wife bakes challis mamish before Shabbos, they're left in the oven, and then, what do you call it? I'm not sure when, they say it takes it out for Ryan Lackney, it's still hot. Shailas, can you open the oven door? Now the oven is also the same shayla. An oven is the case like this. It's used normally for cooking, for baking. So the oven is also a case like this. But the door again, it's got the same heta. It's a case like this, which you need the same makoma. You have to get to your chalas. You have to get your chalas out. So you'll have to open the door to get your chalas out. When you want to close, you've got the same thing. If it's blocking you in your way, for example, you can't walk in your kitchen, then you can close it. Otherwise, you can't close that normally. You have to do some other way. Yeah. So that's an oven and a washing machine. A dishwasher, and that the chayla is a bit better, dishwasher. Because a dishwasher is very often, first of all, used for storage. I mean, it's true, this is a big shayla, this. I mean, no one buys a dishwasher to store things in. That's, no one does that, yeah? But the mice limit CS is, it's used for a big chalik of it, it's storage. The washer, very often when it's finished dry and washing in the dishwasher, many people leave it in there. Until they need the kalim. So it's got a big chelik of it, it's a storage. And who are there? A lot of people store the kalim in there, when it's dirty, they might put... What? Yeah, they'll put it into the dishwasher, and they'll wait, it accumulates a few, what do you call it, and then they'll set the dishwasher on. So for a long time, it's made for storage. That's the big shayla, which got a choshvi shtakshus on the dishwasher, is also used for storage. That could be a case of lehetzer. But even if it's not, even if you tie it up, the Alocha says that, or the Mishnah Berurah is mashma, that every kedela, all kedelas are got into the case of Issa, which is the main instruction of a dishwasher is to wash them, made for Issa. Again, to put the kelim in is no problem. Open the door, it's a Sori Makoimo. To get the kelim out is also necessary, it's a Sori Makoimo. You don't have to do that. That'd be mutter. But those cases, so really in all these cases, if you need to do it, it's mutter. A dishwasher might be a bit better. Could be you could even do it without Sori Makoimo. It could be a case of letter. But basically, all these things are mutter. What about loading up the dishwasher on Shabbos? While we're on it. Are you allowed to load up the dishwasher on Shabbos?
Yeah.
I'm surprised no one's asked me a question over here, by the way. Why is no one bothered about hachon over here? Loading up the dishwasher and putting up things in a washing machine?
What? Oh,
so it must be you've got a sofa, obviously. So I'm saying it disturbs you. The mosh, let's say. I'll come to the place in a minute. Well, so the mosh, talk about hachon first of all. So the mosh, someone's got all these dishes and what do you call it, on the sideboard, on the side, what's he got, a worktop, and he wants to put it in the dishwasher. If it disturbs him, for example, he doesn't like the mess there, it's not Shabbos, it's not very nice, that's still Shabbos hachon, then it's mutter to put in the dishwasher.
The question is, before you put it in the dishwasher, it's got a lot of grease on it. You might have to rinse it.
That's a big shout out, friend.
Right. That's,
that's a big question. Can you rinse it? That's a big challenge I've wondered what you can do. I mean, a lot of people do this regularly, actually. Yeah? Even during the week, they want to do. Very people in a...
What? Forget about dishwashing. You have to rinse them off. It's a problem. What's the Shabbos?
No,
dishes.
That part you can't do. But that's much harder. Dishwasher much harder, because once it gets hard on a dish, it's very hard to clean. Many of them, I've asked a few of them, and I said, a lot of them don't like to wash it. Some do allow it, but many of them don't allow it.
Cold water?
Yeah, they tell that's what I call it. That's helping you for later. That's helping you for later. That's not so posh. Yes. But 1 minute, so the actual putting in the dishwasher, the chayra, that is the chayra mutter if it disturbs you. And who had it in the washing machine, it disturbs you, it's a smelly thing, it disturbs you out to. Well, that boira, when you put stuff in the dishwasher, do you have to be careful with boira?
Why
the boira? You've got a whole lot of plates. You've got fish plates, soup plates, and meat plates.
You've got a lot of time.
So that's why I quite right. So the marshal there is the normal way to load up a dishwasher is to put one in at a time. So if the normal way of doing something is to put one in at a time, then you could take off every plate, because that's normal, they're to do one at a time, makes no difference where it is, then you could put it in your own convenient place. So that when you dry up the cutlery, you're drying each one separately, there's no problem with boiler. But if you take all your cutlery and you say, no, just put all the knives in one place and all the forks somewhere else, that's a problem, that's not normal to do, that you can't do. The plates, it's normal to do one plate at a time. Most people, when you watch them filling up a dishwasher, they will do one plate at a time. So it's normal to do plate at a time. Therefore, once you've got a plate at a time, which you're allowed to take, you can put it wherever you want in the dishwasher. You can put the fish ones by the fish ones, the soup ones by the soup ones, and the meat ones by the meat ones. That you can do. But cutlery, no one puts one cutlery at a time. You don't take a whole lot of cutlery together. Yeah, you space it out, but you don't take one at a time. You might take 10 together and put it in one section, 10 and another 10. You don't put it one at a time. That's much worse then. So to separate all the knives from the cutlery and put all the knives in one part, all the forks in another part, that's quite problematic. No?
The way I load my dishwasher, if I'm asked to do it,
that way
I put all the knives there, the forks there, the spoons there.
Yeah, but you
mustn't
do that on Shabbos.
No, why not?
Because that's, have you got all the cutlery together?
You've got a whole pile of it, all in a plate.
It's a good thing you came tonight, my friend, you know that. That is boiler, because it's not...
No, you take the knife and you put it in the knife section. Then you take your spoon and put it out the spoon section.
Yeah, but that's boiler, my friend, you're not using it straight away. Boiler has to...
He's storing it, some people are putting it there. He's a plate as if he can.
Fish plates are normal to one at a time. A fish plate is normal. Cutlery, you normally take a few together.
No, you have to separate the dishwasher.
So if you take
when you take cutlery in the dishwasher, watch yourself next time you do cutlery. You take cutlery, you take, let's say, six or seven pieces together, and you put it in one section. No person, unless he belongs somewhere else, it'll do one at a time, it'll be there all day. No person normally puts one piece of cutlery at a time.
First of all, it's not.
You wouldn't need it.
You've got four pieces.
Exactly, I agree with it.
You've got four pieces, you don't put one at a time.
I had a shower as well, I put 8 pieces, 10 pieces, and you can't always put them in this very small hole.
You can't
put 6 in
a time. I have to see your dishwasher.
I'm telling you,
it's
a
knife cutlery.
It's
a knife and a piece separate,
so
you've just got a hole.
You can't put 6 in one time.
You have to show me your dishwasher, but I don't understand. A normal dishwasher has got a section to put a few pieces of cutlery together at a time.
A few, yeah.
A few? How many is a few?
Six.
I think
maybe two. I wouldn't do more than two, maybe. Some kind of usual washer. If you want to stand up, feel like that.
That, I think, is a serious problem. Cutlery, sorting out cutlery in a dishwasher, I think, is a serious problem. You're not dry now. This is not a normal way of doing it. It's not a normal dairy. Drying is mutter, because that's a normal dairy to do it. But when you put things into a dishwasher, it's not normal to take one at a time.
When I empty my table of shoppers, can I take all the knives, scatter, and go to my dishwasher?
Are they all mixed?
No, I fetch from my table.
Are all the knives mixed?
No.
No, then it's right. That, if you've got no mixture, then there's nothing wrong with taking all the knives together and putting it in one section. Are you with me? If we're talking about you've got a mix, you've got a whole lot of cutlery together, and now you want to put your knives in one section of the dishwasher and your forks in another section of the dishwasher. No normal person, as far as I know, I'm going to check up, but as far as I know, no person takes one cutlery at a time to put in the dishwasher. You tell me you do two at a time? And do me a favour, look at your dishwasher, take a picture for me, and let me know if you can put more than two. I don't know what dishwasher you've got, but I think a normal dishwasher has not got just move. Have a look, let me know. It's a finish that I'd say it's not normal to put such a small
piece. Christ, it's not involved in boiler. Boiler is taking it. You want that particular knife to go there. That's good. That particular spoon.
You're right, my friend, but you have to set up the soda. You have to be using it now. You're not using it.
After the soda, for the dirty.
Yeah, you're not using it now. You're not using your plate. You're not using your cutlery now. So you're missing one condition. But that's what I'm telling you, a dishwasher is a normal way to load up one at a time. That's how it goes. Whenever a person loads up a dishwasher, he will take one plate at a time and load it up. That's how he does. That's normal. That's no issue, boiler. That's the normal way of doing things. So, hachana's no problem. Boiling the dishes is no problem, but in the cutlery, lachaira is problematic. Let's just finish off. One more thing. Oh, we haven't got time. Just the last thing I'll just finish off, where I won't do it now, is there's a restriction of case. It says you can't. I had it this week, actually. That's what I was trying to. If someone's got a bike in his garden, for example, it's left lying around the garden, his wallet's going to get stolen. Can he move the bike to the garage? Okay, let's wrap it up next time.